Hi, I'm Jacob, and you're listening to Down Gilead Lane.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Did you say something?
Have you noticed Justin these past couple of days?
He's moping. Who could miss it?
Those racket pieces flew everywhere yesterday.
This is getting ridiculous.
And the balance of weight, the projection of this rocket should be unprecedented.
Yeah, it's really getting up there.
Lauren, did you make sure the camera was strapped down tight enough?
Oh, I'm sure it's fine. Besides, you already double-checked everything. You even repacked the parachute on Timmy's Johnny Combat doll.
Never underestimate the importance of proper safety equipment.
Hey, Justin, is the rocket supposed to smoke like that?
No. Where do you see smoke?
Right there on the fin. I think it's gonna...
Whoa, look at that!
That's so awesome!
It's like the 4th of July! I hope your little brother wasn't too attached to Johnny Combat.
I think that was his final mission.
Hey, the parachute actually works!
Too bad his face melted off.
I calculated everything. The wing conditions were perfect.
Hey guys, the grass is on fire!
What happened?
Awesome!
The camera. Does anyone see the camera?
Well, there's some melted plastic over here, Justin. It's kind of hard to tell.
Oh no! I used most of the club's dues to get this camera.
Just stomp on the grass. That should put it out.
That explosion was so cool, Morrison. Do we get any of it on tape?
We could give it to Real Life Video. Join us as we uncover the footage of Johnny Combat's last moments.
It wasn't supposed to blow up.
Oh, come on, Morrison. It was great. We should do this every week.
Right. I don't think we're going to get this camera working again.
Is there anything else we can launch?
We really should get another camera. I think if we just pulled some more money together, it wouldn't be that bad.
Lighten up, Morrison. Can't you just have some fun like the rest of us?
I can have fun.
Well, then have some and stop being such a nerd about the rocket.
But you guys,
I think my dad has some firecrackers left over from the 4th of July. They're in the garage somewhere. Come on.
I know how to have fun.
Well, of course you do. I just don't think those guys are as into this as we are.
No kidding. What am I gonna do about the camera? There's no way I have enough money to get a new one.
Well, I have some money we could use.
I can't believe they just left. Some friends.
Well, I'm still here.
You're my cousin. Like, that counts. I gotta go.
Justin! Well, Johnny Combat... Looks like it's just you and me.
So then I just told Jessica that she... Justin, are you even listening to me?
Huh?
What's wrong with you? I'm in the middle of telling you something and you're totally spacing out.
You're always in the middle of telling me something, Haley. I'm just tired, all right? Can't you just leave me alone?
Excuse me for trying to be nice. So, is this how you make friends at the junior high?
What do you know about the friends I have or don't have?
Look, I was gonna see if you wanted to come to the park with Mikey and me, but I'm sure you'd rather just be miserable by yourself.
I don't want to be miserable. I just... Oh, forget it.
So, what? You want to come?
Not really. There's supposed to be a special about Apollo 13 on the History Channel. I think I'd rather watch that.
Suit yourself.
We now return to the flight of Apollo 13.
Finally, it's on.
Apollo 13 flight controllers, listen up. Give me a go, no go for launch. Booster?
Go.
Procedures? Go flight. Network?
Go flight.
Recovery?
Go.
Launch control, we are Houston. We are go for launch.
Roger that, Houston.
Astronaut Morrison, are you ready for liftoff?
Roger that, Houston.
We are go for launch. T-minus 60 seconds and counting.
This is it, Astronaut Morrison. All we ever dreamed of. Everyone is so proud of you, sir. All your friends are watching us launch, and that says a lot since you have more friends than anyone in the world.
It's true, Astronaut Lauren. And I thought these hopes were killed after the fateful day in the 7th grade Rocket Club disaster.
That's all behind us now. Is Astronaut Johnny Combat ready for liftoff?
He's strapped in the back with the camera. We're go for launch.
T-minus Sigma is 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The clock is running.
We have liftoff.
Congratulations, Astronaut Morrison, sir.
Same to you.
Hey, what about me?
Sorry, Johnny Combat. Congratulations.
Yeah, all in the line of duty. Did I tell you this is my 100th mission? That's a record. Man, I love going into space and blowing things up.
We've got a couple of housekeeping procedures. I'd like you to roll right to 060.
Roger that. Rolling right to 060.
Now, if you could give your oxygen tanks a stir.
Roger that. Hey, we've got a problem here. An astronaut Johnny Combat just bailed with the only parachute and the camera.
No! It took us forever to save up for that camera. Houston, we have a problem.
This is Houston. Say again, please.
Houston!
Justin, we have a problem.
Huh?
You fell asleep watching TV. I've been calling you. Timmy's freaking out about where his Johnny Combat doll is.
Oh, I forgot to tell him about the explosion. I'll go find him. I know where my next allowance money is going.
Grace?
I'm in the kitchen, Mr. Key. Come on in.
I've got your groceries.
Oh, is it Thursday already?
Yep, the older you get, the faster time goes by. Everything on your list should be here.
Oh, thanks. You can just set the bags on the table. I don't know what I'd do without you, you know?
Oh, I'm sure you'd manage fine.
I don't know. Unlike New York, our little Coleraine doesn't have many services for the blind. So you're a lifesaver to me.
It's really nothing, Grace. I go to the store for myself, so why not pick up your things, too?
Well, I appreciate it. Now let's get this stuff put away. Ouch! Who put that chair there?
Finn must be moving the furniture on you again. Isn't that right, Finn? You're a smart dog, aren't you?
Did you want to stay for a while? I'd love the company. I can put some tea on. That is, if Finn hasn't moved the tea kettle. No one said you had to have any.
I'd love to stay and chat, but I promised Timmy that we'd go fishing this afternoon.
Oh, well, you two have a good time, and thanks again for the groceries.
See you later.
Bye. Well, Finn, looks like it's just you and me again. It sure is quiet around here today. Maybe I'll see how Kathy's doing in New York. What was her number again?
So then I threw this long pass to Jared, and he ran it in for the touchdown. It was so awesome!
So, did you guys win or what?
No, it ended in a tie.
Why'd you stop playing then?
It was time for dinner. I'll get it. Hey, Lauren, come on in.
Hi, guys. What are you doing here? Well, my mom was going to the PTA meeting, so I asked her if she could drop me off first. Our mom and dad are at the meeting, too. Brooke's in charge, but she's working on some big project upstairs. Is Justin here? I stopped by to see if he was okay. Well, there was a little explosion at Rocket Club.
An explosion? If I'd known you guys did that kind of stuff, I would have joined Rocket Club.
Normally, the rockets don't blow up. I think he's in his room doing homework or something. No wonder Justin's been so quiet today. Hey, Justin. It's Lauren. You in there?
Yeah. Come on in. What's the matter? Did I leave something at the park?
No, I was just wondering if you wanted to do something.
I'm kind of busy right now, you know, homework and stuff.
Okay, well, I thought I'd just say hey. I told my dad what happened with the camera. He said he'd help us out.
Good old Uncle Peter.
Yeah. Well, you sure you don't want to do anything? Take a study break or something?
I don't really feel like it right now. Thanks, though.
Sure. Well, bye then. Right. See ya. Wow, this is worse than I thought.
Was it Professor? Professor Plummer in the latrine with a plunger?
What? Michael, it's Professor Plum, not Plummer, and there is no latrine.
Oh, then why is there a plunger?
That's a candlestick, not a plunger. Okay, Lauren, it's your turn to roll.
I would like to solve the case. Okay. It was Professor Plum in the library with the candlestick.
That's it! I solved it!
Man, I was so close.
What are you guys doing down here? I can barely concentrate on my homework.
We're playing Clue. Lauren just solved the case.
You played Clue without me?
Yeah, Justin. Lauren's just as smart as you are. Of course, I think she had a little help from me.
Well, we didn't mean to leave you out, but you did say you didn't want to do anything.
That's fine. It sounded like you guys had a lot of fun without me.
Justin, let's just play again, and you can be Professor Plum.
Yeah, come on.
It's okay. You don't need to play again just for me.
We want to.
Look, I know what you're trying to do, but you don't have to be nice to me just because you're family.
It's not just because we're family.
Thanks anyway, guys, but I'm feeling kind of tired. I think I'm going to go to bed. See you at school tomorrow, Lauren.
Well, he's a little ray of sunshine.
This is getting ridiculous.
French toast this morning, Mom. I knew I didn't want cereal.
Lauren, I second that.
I'm glad you like it.
Well, I think I'm going to go out to the bus stop.
It won't be here for at least 10 minutes. You'll be out there all alone.
It's okay. I'm used to it.
You haven't eaten anything, and you shouldn't go to school on an empty stomach.
I'll take some with me.
Bye.
Bye, son.
Was he like this yesterday?
Pretty much. I'm going to run upstairs and finish my homework before we leave.
Hey, isn't it a little late for that? Oh, that one worries me.
You're not the only one. John.
Yeah?
Have you noticed Justin these past couple of days?
Yeah. He's moping. Who could miss it?
I can't figure out what's bothering him. Even with the Rocket Club explosion, he usually gets right back on the horse if an experiment goes wrong. I'm worried.
Yeah, I know. You made his favorite breakfast.
And he didn't even touch it.
No. Listen, hon, you know that Justin has his quiet days. He's just like Brooke that way.
And they're both just like me that way. That's what I'm worried about, that overly thoughtful and introspective disposition. A kind that can lead them straight into depression.
Oh, now, let's not jump the gun, Mary.
He just seems so lonely lately. I don't like it when he gets like this.
No, me neither. But we need to let him try to figure this out on his own, right?
Oh, John, it's so hard not to do it for them. This is the part I dread about letting our kids grow up.
I know. It'd be easier if we could just fix it.
Yeah.
But right now, we just need to keep our eyes open.
Well, if he starts to slip too far into that isolation mode, I'm stepping in.
And I'll be right behind you.
Hey, Justin. Are we still meeting after school?
I don't think I can go today.
But don't you think we should get started on building another rocket?
I don't know.
But you're the president. Just because the rocket blew up doesn't mean we can't build a new one.
The guys don't care, Lauren. They just want to set off some fireworks and hang out with their friends. And obviously, I'm not counted as one of those.
Those guys aren't the only ones in Rocket Club. And I don't even like fireworks.
Maybe I'll just build another rocket by myself.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Huh? Did you say something?
Ugh. Never mind.
Tell me again, why are we picking up garbage at the park? Don't they pay people to do this?
Mike, it's not good to litter, you know. And those rocket pieces flew everywhere yesterday. If you don't want to help, you can go home.
No, it's fine. Have you been doing this since you got off the bus?
Yep.
Lucky for me, the elementary school gets out an hour after you. I feel like we've been here forever.
It's been like 15 minutes.
Still.
Like I said, you don't have to help. I'm almost done anyway.
Listen, want to go somewhere with me?
Where?
It's just down the road. I know you'll like it. Besides, you could use some cheering up.
Why won't you just tell me?
Just come with me before you take all the fun out of it.
It's me again. I just wanted to talk.
Obviously, you're not home right now, so I'll call you back later. Bye. People have lives, Finn. They can't just sit around waiting for me to call them, right? You want to go outside, buddy? Oh, here. Let's take off your harness and you run around for a while. Lord, I like living alone. But sometimes it's so lonely. It's not always easy being back here in Coleraine. But I know that this is where I'm supposed to be right now. It's just that I could use some friends. Maybe that sounds silly when I know that none of my friends are as close to me as you are. Help me to remember that, Lord, that you never leave me. You've brought me through so much. I know that we can get through this. Still, it'd be nice to have a few visitors.
Grace?
That was quick.
It's me, Michael.
Well, Michael Morrison! What perfect timing. I was just telling God that I'd love to have some company this afternoon. Who's with you today?
My brother, Justin.
Well, pleased to meet you, Justin.
It's nice to meet you, too.
Hey, Finn doesn't have his harness on. Does that mean he's off duty?
Yes. You can go play with him if you want.
Cool. Thanks, Grace.
Mikey.
Have fun, Justin. Come here, boy. That's a good boy. Now fetch.
So I get to meet another Morrison. Your brother and sister have made a great welcoming committee. I was hoping that I'd get to meet the rest of you soon.
Yeah, well, it's really easy for Haley to meet people.
I believe that.
Hey, Finn, I bet you can't catch this one. I can't believe it. Good dog.
So, how do you like being back in Coleraine?
I'm starting to enjoy it. There was some adjusting to do at first because most of my close friends are still in New York, but sometimes it's just hard being away from the people that you care most about. But I really love it here. This is where I grew up, you know.
It's nice. Not nearly as creepy as I thought it would be. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean...
It's okay, really. I know the rumors going around town about the crazy blind lady that moved back to town. I don't blame you for being scared.
I guess not many people come down here because of that, huh?
Not many. In fact, I'm surprised you came. Haley found me by accident, and Michael was dragging his heels about coming to meet me, according to Haley anyway. How'd he get you to come so easily?
Honestly, he didn't tell me where we were going.
Ah. So would you have come if you knew ahead of time?
I don't know.
Well, that doesn't matter. You're here, and I'm glad for that. I'll be honest with you, Justin. I've been struggling with loneliness lately.
Don't you have any friends here?
Well, Mr. Key is an old friend of my parents, so he drops by quite a bit. But other than him and a few of you Morrisons wandering down the street from time to time, it's really just Finn and me. As far as friends wearing skin, that is.
You have friends that don't wear skin?
Yep, God. He's always here with me, and that is such a relief.
I've never heard God described like that.
Well, it makes sense, doesn't it? When no one's around, no one with skin and bones and a physical body, it's only natural to think that you're all alone in the world.
No kidding.
In fact, I've been feeling that way these past couple days. But while I was praying just now, I remembered that God is right here with me.
So do you think you're a bad Christian when you feel lonely?
Not at all. I think everyone has days when they feel really alone. And God wants us to have fellowship with each other. He's made us to be connected with each other in the body of the church. So when we're disconnected, of course we'll feel bad. But it's what you do with those feelings that matters.
What does that mean?
Well, sometimes when this sadness hits me, I start to sulk. I feel sorry for myself because it seems like nobody loves me. Like Kathy, my good friend from New York. I've been trying to get a hold of her for days, but all I get is her answering machine. And I actually started to believe that if I could just talk to her, all the loneliness would go away. But even my best friends can't love me like God can.
So what do you do?
Well, I tell God that I'm sad, and I ask him for his help to get through it. And I remember to be thankful for all the people he's brought into my life, including Finn. And I also remember that he's the only one who will ever truly fill me up. And I can't expect anything else to make me feel better.
Well, even though God's taking care of you, I'm sure it's pretty quiet here at the end of Gilead Lane. Maybe we can come over to see you more.
Well, I must admit that I do love visitors. And even though I don't usually mind it, it is pretty quiet down here.
No, Finn! Grab the bottle! No, don't shake! Aw, man! Get away!
I think we can take care of the quiet problem.
I don't doubt it.
Hey, maybe that's your friend from New York. You should get it. Mikey and I need to go home anyways.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah, and besides, he'll need to change his clothes now.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Hi, honey.
What smells so good?
My secret sauce.
Hey, champ, I hope you're as hungry as I am. Oh, Mom's been making that pizza sauce all afternoon, and I just finished rolling out the dough.
Awesome! I forgot it was pizza night.
Where's Justin?
Up in our room. Said he wanted to be alone for a while. Big surprise.
Hey, what's that supposed to mean?
Nothing. It's just all he ever wants to do anymore. Sit in his room and be alone.
Hmm. Mikey, why don't you go get Brooke and Haley and Timmy?
Where are they?
Brooke's giving them some basketball tips out by the hoop.
Oh, but don't you start playing with them. We want to eat soon. So just bring them in and you guys can put the toppings on your pizzas.
Okay. Can you get the chocolate syrup out too?
Michael, that's disgusting.
So that's a no on the chocolate.
Go get your brother and sisters, please.
Okay.
You want us to go upstairs and talk with Justin, don't you?
He read my mind.
Mm-hmm. Justin.
Come on in, Dad.
Me too?
Sure.
Hey, what are you doing, pal?
Oh, just reading.
Well, Mom and I came up to see if you were conducting any big experiments we should know about.
Yeah.
You've been spending an awful lot of time up here.
No big experiments.
You certainly haven't been yourself these past couple days.
I know, and I'm sorry. It's just that I thought the Rocket Club was the one place where people could understand me. I wasn't just a smart science kid when I was there.
And the rocket blew up, and everyone else thought it was the 4th of July, right?
Yeah. It just made me feel kind of like a loser.
Oh, honey, don't say that.
Well, it's how I felt. And then I actually thought that people were only being nice to me because they had to be. Like Lauren. The thing is that once I started feeling alone, all of a sudden, it seemed like that was all there was.
The loneliness?
Yeah. I know it sounds crazy, but it's like it just took over. And even when Lauren kept trying to be my friend and reach out to me, I guess I just kept pushing her away. I was so mean to her.
Sometimes loneliness swallows you. You know, let me show you something. Where's your Bible? I thought you usually kept it here on your desk, isn't it?
I do, but I'm reading it right now.
You are?
Yeah, I didn't like how I was feeling, and I figured that if I didn't have the answers, God probably did.
I think that's safe to say.
And when I was reading, it just kind of hit me that, of all people, Jesus has to know what I've been feeling. The disciples, his best friends, never seemed to get where he was coming from.
If anyone knows loneliness, Jesus must.
Yeah, I mean, think about Gethsemane, the hardest, darkest night anybody's ever had to face, and all of his friends fall asleep on him. God was really the only one who understood him, and I'm just a regular kid. I know God can understand me.
I don't think any of us are too complicated for God to figure out, right?
Did you still want to show me something from the Bible, Dad?
Well, you know what? I'm proud to say that I think you did a pretty good job looking for the answers yourself, son. You knew that you needed help, and you went to God. That shows a lot of maturity.
Thanks, Dad.
Hey, Justin! Lauren just called. She said she was coming over. She made some plans for a new rocket.
I guess we should start building another one.
Why don't you quick call her back and invite her for pizza?
Okay, thanks.
Hey, speaking of pizza, are you coming there, pal?
Oh, we're almost done. Okay. I just have to finish putting the marshmallows in one of them.
Michael Morrison!
What? I didn't use any chocolate syrup.
Justin was really struggling with being lonely, but he went to the one person who could help him the most, Jesus. He is a friend that will stick closer than a brother, and he can be your friend too. If you'd like more information or have any questions for us, we'd love to hear from you. Please email us at gilead@cbhministries.org or write us at Gilead, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. In Canada, write us at P.O. Box 124, Maple Ridge, B.C., V2X7E9. Today's program, The Lonely Ranger, was a production of CBH Ministries and was written and directed by Leah Peter and Beth Klima. Our production engineers were Steve O'Dell and Mitch Disselcombe, with music by John Campbell. Our executive producer is Randy Heckman, and I'm Jacob, hoping you'll join us again next week, down Gilead Lane.